Zach.
Yeah.
How you doing? No. You don't have to
No.
answer.
No,
If
yeah,
you
I can.
want to, you can. We can
Sure.
also, I can talk about other stuff too.
No, yeah. I mean, there's something else to keep in mind is that, like, I don't think that we, yeah, I'm a Republican. Sorry. No, just kidding.
Wouldn't that be a
like, that's
fucking
why I stayed
wild
silent
twist?
the
And
whole
this is
day.
how Evan found out.
Yeah, Vanessa, like, you noticed me being quiet there. No, I don't think that we ever necessarily sat out to be like, okay, we are going to be a political band, right? You know, and like maybe it never should have been like this, but maybe one day in or in the past, politics was sort of like its own topic that you could sort of avoid, or maybe like, we're not going to talk about politics at the dinner table, whatever. But like these days, I feel like with everything, like we mentioned before, kind of reaching such a boiling point and a breaking point, like it permeates everything. And it's not really politics as much as it is just like your values. You know, it's like, do
Life,
you
right?
believe, right, in that people should have autonomy over their own bodies, or that people deserve a fair chance regardless of, you know, what community you're born into or how much money you have. And so it's right, like that shouldn't be
Well,
politics.
yeah,
That's
but like
like
also like the three
being
of
within
us sitting
politics.
here are like privileged white people who ha are like lucky enough to
Absolutely.
make a living doing this like creative pursuit, which like we already are getting this opportunity, have gotten this opportunity because of our inherent fucking privilege, you know? So like I guess at the at the root of it, it's like, well, we gotta at least figure out a way to use this thing, you know?
Right. I mean, we're all lucky to have the ability to, you know,
That's
pull
right.
something out of your pocket that can reach thousands of people, right? Like your phone, whatever. Like the most people don't have that, and so
I know, but I
we're good.
appreciate the awareness because I do think that a lot of people have like there are just, you know, lots of people have gone lots of different ways, guys. That's all I'm gonna say, you know? And like you can lean in to what this moment in history is calling all of us to sort of step forward and do,
Yeah.
or you can be like, yeah, I don't know. I'm not really a political person, you know, which is people do. That is a thing that people do. And I
Yeah, no,
appreciate, you know, I just
we don't mean
appreciate it.
to. Thank you. We don't mean to suggest that the way we're doing it is the only way, or but yeah, I really agree, Zach, with your point that there's just like hardly any demarcation between the political sphere and the personal sphere. It's just it because politics for so many people has gotten so urgent that it's just, this is
Right.
what being
Yeah.
alive
Life.
right now is like.
But I also have a question then, I guess, about your music too, because I mean, I so rarely like am down. I don't know. I'm not one of those. I mean, I'm not a dude. I'm just generalizing. But I bet I could ask my husband Mark like a question, and he'd be like, "Oh, well, they are categorized as blah, 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 blah." And I'm like, I don't know. I just fucking like the way it sounds. But in terms of how you categorize your own music, like what do you feel like it falls under? Is it folk, like do you consider it like folk rock, in which case like sort of aligning with political views is historically kind of the thing that like is it country to you? Is it I don't even know. What how do you feel it about it?
No, that's interesting that like different genre tags have political histories of their own. That's really true. But
And
I
upstate New
mean, like,
York, dudes. And upstate New
well,
York.
true, true. Yeah. I mean, to put it in a really political way, I think we make sort of populist music, and pop for short, right? So I mean, when it matters to me that somebody can learn how to play a song that I write on guitar and sing it with their friends. It matters to me that that it's accessible in a certain way. So yeah, I think that there's a lineage of folk and of pop music for the people that's designed to be learned by people outside of the band. They're not hard songs to play, really. And that's why we put up our tabs on the internet, and other stuff like that.
Right. I mean, I like the democratization of it, and I like that it's not snobby, but also like has a thing to say. It's a thing that I
Yeah,
strive for in my
thanks.
own in the things that I do, in a
I
totally
hear
different
that.
way.
No, totally, yeah.
Oftentimes, guys, being subversive and sneaky is the best way to change people's hearts and minds.
You know, that there is something, you know, that art should be working on people liminally and subliminally. So maybe I just gave away the secret, but
that's part of what I think. I think that's great. Now, I need to talk about your dads.
All right.
Uh-oh.
They're so cute. No, yeah. I'm kidding. They are. They're adorable.
Yeah.
But so, do they still play in a band together?
Yeah.
They do. I mean, to, you know, slightly on hold due to pandemic, but yes, they do.
Oh, but they've done some remote recording things. They've released a few videos, actually.
Yeah, they've done that thing where, like, everybody records on their own and then they piece it together and, like, quad box it or octobox it and release it as a video.
It's like Logic, the rapper.
We've done with
but
it, yeah.
It's your dad's, yeah. Exactly. I feel like that's something Logic, the rapper, does, although I don't quite know. I'm not, like... I know that your fans, and they're probably watching this and they're like, ugh, this bitch. I know that your fans are like, know everything about you. I know that they get like very invested and are really intense about your music. And so they probably know about that your dads play in a band together and they probably like follow them on Instagram or whatever. But I was very pleased to see that. I knew like the story, but I was very excited when two older gentlemen showed up because I was like, I bet you I know who those guys are. How fun was that? And how long did that take? And was there a moment where you were like, why did we do this?
No such moment happened.
That's great.
It was all just smooth and fun. But you know, this wasn't the first time that we've invited them both to be on a project of ours. My dad, Doug, sang on stuff as early as Mixtape One stuff. He sings on Days. In fact, my aunt Jane is singing on that song too.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not up in the liner notes. You know what I mean? Like I'm not.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Like I don't have like the, you know, the full.
I'm not sure it's widely known anyway.
Oh, okay. Good.
Zach's dad Mike played pedal steel on Cardinal, and then my dad plays piano on Skylight, like the solo on Light on the recording on the album.
Yeah.
That's him. That's his piano. Yeah.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So sorry, Zach, will you tell me like when you guys were kids and your dads would play music together and you guys were friends, how did they like, they wanted you guys to like, they encouraged you to play together and they wanted you to. How did that work?
Yeah, I mean, it goes back pretty far because we know each other because our parents were friends and you know, they're kind of in the, like, we grew up not too far outside of New York City and this kind of like working musicians in New York City, living in the suburbs community, you know, our parents are sort of a part of that. And so it was always
like, what kind of musicians, like Broadway or like nightclub, like what?
My dad did play on one Broadway show in the pit, but Evan's dad does, and my dad sort of did some of this too, but Evan's dad did tons of like jingle work and still does. So like writing music for commercials or for movies,
yeah,
or
radio.
Like that,
right? Most famously he did J.G. Wentworth. J.G. Wentworth.
Oh!
877 Cash Now.
Wait, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I love a jingle.
He composed that.
Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and my dad was working in music magazines and the sort of writing side of it. So, you know, the music was always around the house and stuff. And I played in a Bob Dylan cover band with, I was the only one of our generation. It was my dad, Evan's stepmom, a few other people of their age. So, you know, we were always kind of playing together. And then Evan and I had a band with one other guy in middle school and high school. And we were playing super loud grunge music in our basements every Tuesday for like, you know, 5 years growing
up.
Very
tolerant of them.
Yeah, they really were. So they've always been involved and we've, you know, sometimes played together, but we had kind of, you know, wanted to like maybe have them come on stage at a show sometime or something like that. But, you know, that's always hard to work out on tour. So we thought this would be a good opportunity to, especially since it's like kind of a retrospective looking back deep into the Pine Grove catalog, we thought this would be a good idea to, get them up here, and they just came up and knocked it out in like half a day. I mean, they're both,
well, they're professionals.
I mean,
guys,
they're both incredibly good musicians.
Truly.
So, I mean, and even like, you know, they both have a solo back to back in this song, and they in Light On, and they nailed those too. So, it was fun. I mean, we owe them everything. So it was great to get to have them be on. Well,
it's a very totally. Sweet moment in the film. And
is it like, I've wondered, like, is it, to someone who doesn't know that those are our dads?
Yeah,
like,
I didn't.
Like, right, yeah. So like, how did that go for you? Not to flip this interview around, but like, what was the, is this just like, who the hell are these two men? Or like, maybe they're related in some way?
First off, Zach, in case you can't tell, I love to talk, and about myself is even better.
I couldn't tell. Yeah.
So secondly, my husband Mark had told me that you guys had met because your dads were in a band. So when said older gentleman showed up in the film, I was like, oh, is it? And Mark's like, I bet it is. And I was like, oh my God, that's so cute. I love it. And then they were real cute and they just were there. It was very sweet.
You had an inside tip that might be who that is.
I did have, I just had, like, just before we started watching, I was like, I don't ever look up or read anything about anyone, you know, like, I'm a huge fan, you know, obviously I like post about your music, I love your fucking music, I really loved this last album, and I really do feel like it was sort of weirdly prescient in terms of the pandemic and what we've all been through this year, but like, just lyrically and anyway, but yeah, but like, I didn't know a lot, and so I was like, I'm gonna talk to these guys after the movie, and Mark's like, well, you know, so he told me. So then when they showed up, it was very exciting. I do think it's very sweet, and I like that there's no explanation. I think as a standalone, if you didn't know, and people watching this now do know, I think it's cool. You're just like, this must be somebody in their lives.
Yeah. Well, initially it was explained narratively that they were members of Columbia County Sloth Control that were called, you know, in an effort to help in the Lincoln search.
Okay. Can we talk about Lincoln for 2 seconds?
Yeah.
I see him back there.
Yeah. I'll bring him over.
Okay,
yeah. He might want to say, he's typically pretty laconic, but he might want to say a few things.
Okay, when'd you grab him? Zach, are you married?
I am.
To Nandi. That's okay.
You might also recognize from the film.
Yes, I couldn't. Oh, look at little Lincoln. I couldn't figure it. I couldn't find that online. I didn't know if it was, I had made, my
that's
husband was like, maybe I made that up.
No, I didn't know if that was available online or not.
I didn't.
Yeah, I got the,
listen, I don't know if
proof.
I searched that deep for it, Zach, to be truthful.
All right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
I was more just like, I'm going to take Mark's word for it, and then I'm just going to ask him. Okay.
Yep, we are.
Well,
last year.
That's amazing. Congratulations. And marriage is intense. Hi to Lincoln. Wow. Okay. So who is Lincoln? Has he been around for a long time?
Yeah. I'll answer on Lincoln's behalf.
Great.
Lincoln Rothko the Sloth was born in 2010, but we rescued him from a New Jersey rest stop in 2015.
Definitely pre-pandemic.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Which he was very grateful for. And he's kind of hung around with us since. He'll come out on stage sometimes when he feels like it. He'll just chill in the green room sometimes. He's a sleepy dude. He's definitely a chiller. Here's the thing. He's just like, you hug him, he's got heft, you know.
Yeah.
It's a good hug. He's a good hugger. And he's provided much comfort to us through the years.
Yeah, he seems like a very solid sloth bro.
And he's well traveled at this point. I mean, he's been with us on like pretty much every tour since 2015. So he's been to more places than just with the typical speed that other sloths may travel.
Yeah.
He's covered more ground than the usual sloth.